We are joined in the media center by Erica Enders, the 2022 NHRA Camping World Series Pro Stock World Champion. Erica goes on, wins the Nevada NHRA Nationals from the number one qualifying position, getting through Kenny Delco, Dallas Glenn, Kyle Koretsky, and Troy Coughlin Jr., her teammate, for her 10th win of the season, the best season in her career, 9th in Vegas, 43rd of her career. And, of course, it is a dream weekend for Erica. Thought about clinching early and was able to do it. You are now a 5-time world champion. Mission accomplished here in 2022. Just walk us through this experience.
And it's been a dream come true, honestly. You know, we set out like we set out every year to go out and win as many races as we can and to ultimately win the world championship. And, you know, in the fashion in which we lost the championship last year, Greg had a dominant car and it still came down to the wire in Pomona. We've sported the number two all year, but coming in that lit that fire under our butt, the guys in the engine shop, my guys in the race car shop, and then myself behind the wheel of the car, we wanted to be the champs again, and that's the mentality we had, and it was a dogfight. I mean, it still is. We got one more race left, but you know, I'm proud of him. I'm really, really proud of him because it's easy to get lazy and just go through the motions. So you got to get up and you got to be hungry and fight tooth and nail every single week.
And some of the round wins against, you know, rivals like Dallas, you said that you would wish both of you had gotten on the wheel a little bit better.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that you kept turning on those wind lights, even in the final round against Troy. Such great competition out there, and you went through everybody. Were you extra intense this week, knowing that this was a championship clinch possibility to get it over with?
Yeah, I was telling Brittany in the truck on the way here that I felt differently today. Like, I'm not sure if it was nerves or that we had a big lead and we're supposed to lock it up. Just that side of it is so different. So today I felt different on the inside. I drove differently. It was really weird until we finally got that monkey off of our back, and then the finals was kind of more of a peaceful do your normal thing deal. But you know, when Aaron outran us both sessions on Friday, we got one back on Saturday, then he got the next one. So with those just baby points, it went to a 2-round spread that I would have to go past him to clinch here. So I knew we had our work cut out for us, and going to that number one spot put me having the winner of Greg Anderson and Dallas Glenn second round, so that's a pretty stout matchup. So I knew the ladder looked tough, and we just needed to go to work. But I'm super thankful that my guys gave me a really trick hot rod this weekend, because as you mentioned, the Dallas Glenn race, neither of us were good on the tree, and I guarantee you he's not proud of his reaction time, just like I'm not. But you know, we dug deep the next round, and I was back in the 20s, semifinals in the finals. So it's hard to put everything out of your mind and just make your stomach and your nerves calm and get your head right and think positive. And, you know, going up there, I was just able to go through the motions. When you hit the starter button, somehow all of that disappears. So I thank God for that piece. But it was a tough day, really challenging mentally, physically, and just, I don't know, it was tough. It was very abnormal for me. So I'm glad we parked it in the winner's circle.
Let's open it up to members of the media. Questions for our 5-time world champion, Erica Enders, starting with Kevin McKenna from NHRA National Dragster.
When you clinch a title like in the semis, does it make it more difficult to get up for the final? I mean, a lot of times we've seen a letdown where people kind of get a case of the efforts and don't really.
It's definitely, you definitely have to actively try. You know, on the way back to the pit, I got back to the pit and I serviced the engine on my car. So I got back and I saw Richard already had the valve covers off and he was changing valve springs. So I was like, where are we at? I picked up the notebook and tried to jump right in order and get back in the groove of things, because, you know, it's, you go from celebrating and being so very excited to secure our 5th world championship, and then you got to go back to work and get your mind right. So, you know, I went up and talked to my crew chiefs before that final round, and, you know, they said, we're going after it. You need to go after it too. Let's continue to stomp their throats. And, you know, every single time that I race TJ, he rises to the occasion. I think the last time we ran each other, he was 11 on the tree. So I knew he was going to go for it, and I needed to as well. So we had a great drag race. We were both 20 and ran a couple hundredths apart at the finish line. So, For all the people that make it possible for me, they're here this weekend because SEMA's this week. So I have Melling, Gallagher, Peoplease, CHE, C-Tech, High Performance Lubricants, all the guys that either write a check or give us parts. And it's super meaningful to be able to celebrate not just our 5th world championship, but this victory in the winner's circle with them.
Erica, congrats on a dream weekend, a dream season. With all the success that you've had this year, was there any point throughout the season where you looked back and said, this is special, I'm doing something different that maybe I haven't done before?
Yeah, when we I don't know if I can put my finger on it. I know that I got really pissed off in Gainesville when we set the world record and I lost first round on a hole shot. And it was embarrassing. I let my entire team down. I'm not sure if I've ever been 70-something, and I was there. So I knew I had to go to work. And from there out, I'm pretty proud of the performance that we've had. I'm not 00 all the time like I used to be, but I don't have to be. So I'm not going to change the way that I race. But I feel like through the summer, we really felt like we had something special, that we had discovered something in the engine department that we were proud of, and we were going to keep moving forward. And you know, the scoreboard shows that we have a couple hundreds on these guys right now, and you never count them out, because Greg Anderson and that entire KB team are fierce competitors. So they're always right there with us. But in the countdown, being able to win the first couple of races, starting off Reading and on the right foot, finally, I've never won there. We always have sucked there, quite honestly. So that's really when, I don't know how I'm answering your question. Point being, in the summer, I thought we were doing better. In the countdown, we really stomped on it. So I'm proud of the performance for sure. Sorry, that was long.
Erica, this is now 5 championships to put you, you know, tie with Greg and Jag Coughlin Jr. Do you, I'm sure it obviously hasn't hit you yet, but what does that mean for you to get number 5? You know, that's been the goal this whole year, the whole mindset, to have it like sink in that you have 5, you're up there with legends, big names. What does that mean to you?
Well, as a kid with big dreams, it makes me want to pinch myself, because you know, not just we have worked really hard to get here and sacrificed a lot, and a lot of stuff on the road, in our business, financially, and most importantly, personally. So it's nice to see glimmers of hope that the sacrifices have paid off, and to put our name next to the likes of Jed Coughlin, Greg Anderson, up there on the list with Warren Johnson. These guys are legends and people that I bought their t-shirt when I was a little kid. So it's really neat to join those guys. And, you know, with 40 something odd wins, I think we moved up on the list this year as well, passing Kurt Johnson, who was freaking awesome, and my buddy AJ. And it's just unbelievable, honestly. And I'm really thankful. I'm a blessed girl, and I don't know how else to put it.
You're such a nice girl. Now all of a sudden you're talking about ripping people's stomping on people. As you matured, do you think that you have to have that nasty edge, I guess? Is that something you didn't have in the beginning?
I don't know. I mean, because I grew up racing my whole life, and I knew once you put the helmet on, you gotta focus, and you gotta be cutthroat to be able to be successful. But I think as I've matured as a human and as a driver, you sort of try to learn how to separate those things, and you can go back to being friends afterwards. And that, pretty sure that's the conversation my dad and I had before that final round, because TJ and I are close, and his wife, and we're a big team, a big family. And he's like, don't forget to hate him for like 6 seconds. And I'm like, all right. But it's true. You put your helmet on, you shut the door and hit the starter button, and it's, you have no friends at that point, and you have to go up there and be mean. So I made the joke at the beginning of the season, and it stuck. But we've been pretty mean this year, and I'm thankful for it.
10 wins on the, oh my gosh.
Oh, hello.
Sorry, everybody. I'll try to be quiet. 10 wins on the season, over 50% of the wins going to you. This is your career year. You've had some great ones, but there's one more race to go, Pomona. And you said you're going to try to win out, and it could be 5 of 6. That's amazing in pro stock. Just look ahead a little bit and how you'll be able to race differently, having locked up the championship. And you know, would that be like winning for you? Go out and do something for yourself in that 11 wins on a season, a milestone to cap off a career year.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at the beginning of the year, I write down my goals in different areas of my life, and the racing one was to win at a couple of tracks that we didn't win at. Starting out, I said I think 5 victories this year would be sufficient. Like, I mean, that's how competitive it is. I want to go out here and I want to win 5 races. And when we exceeded 5, and then in Dallas, we got 9, and I'm like, holy crap, that's the most we've had. That was in 15. We had 9 events, so I'm like, well, hell, why not 10? So I guess, hell, why not 11? But, you know, they're going to be gunning for us, but the mentality will be different there. Like, I think that I can go in and take a deep breath and be relaxed and do what I do best, and I think that I'll be able to drive a lot better that way, honestly. So I'm hopeful, but I'm thankful for the success that we've had this far, but we have big plans.
It's speaking of plans, 9th win in Vegas. How are you going to celebrate? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to go take some pictures with my favorite people in the world for winning the race and the world championship. And I think we might party a little bit tonight because tomorrow we don't have anything to do but go to Bo and Randy Lynn's wedding. So that'll be another party. I might be hungover at SEMA on Tuesday, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm so proud of my team, Joe.
Go celebrate, champ.
Thanks.